Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. But today is a very special day, and today we want to bless every father in the house. And I want to speak to you today about fathers. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse 13. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. There's a great reward in being the man that God called you to be. It's the one thing, and men, the moment that you stepped into Christ, you changed the destiny of your whole family. And today, we want to thank God for each and every one of you. We want to impart, I'm believing God to impart strength into your life. You know, when God said to Moses, tell the people, be bold, be strong. He was actually, as he spoke those words, it came with an anointing. And a mighty impartation. So I believe God today, as his word goes over you, is going to empower you and cause you to break through in your family. Hallelujah. And today's message, of course, for the men. So ladies, you just be blessed. Enjoy the ride. Hallelujah. And this message is not so you can say, I told you so. It's not that kind of a message. Amen. But, you know, males are a dozen a dime, but men are made. And today we want to salute every man here that took the responsibility, that took a hold of the responsibility to be a husband and to be a father. Hallelujah. Ed Cole said these words. He said, we are male by birth, but man by choice. And Christ-likeness is manliness. Jesus is the man's man. A real man. Hallelujah. A real man doesn't drink Lion and smoke Lexington. A real man is who he is. With power and influence. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for that, because the responsibility of fatherhood is not for sissies. Amen. It takes courage. And so we want to thank God for every father. And just I just want to launch into you and speak to you a little bit, because we spoke about Pastor Fred. I want to just speak to you a little bit about the importance of spiritual fatherhood. Spiritual fatherhood is crucial. And, you know, the enemy has done much through the ages to try to break the legacies of spiritual fatherhood. But isn't it amazing that the Bible says that's going to be part of the end time move? He's going to restore the hearts of the sons to the fathers and the fathers to the sons. He's speaking about spiritual fatherhood. Hallelujah. And, you know, we need spiritual fathers. The loss of spiritual fathers led to the loss of godly examples. It led to the loss of spiritual heritage, of generational blessings. It led to the loss of identity. You know, I don't know if you know this, but a while ago I did a study on generational impartation. If you think of Abraham, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. There's generational blessings in Abraham. When you count his genealogy, did you know that Enoch was born when Abraham was still alive? All those generations, because they didn't live like we do, 60 years, 80 years, 100 years. They used to live 950 years. And so those generations were all alive. Imagine the impact and the impartation of a father, Abraham, that's a great, 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 great grandfather that still digs wells everywhere he goes, builds altars to God wherever he goes, establishes a legacy, incredible legacies. And so, you know, we need fatherhood, spiritual fatherhood. Spiritual fathers are critically important because they reveal the nature of God the Father. They sustain the move of God. Spiritual fatherhood leads to the sustenance, the sustaining, the impartation, the rolling over of the move of God. It doesn't cease. The sun's taken on. It keeps moving. It ensures the spiritual heritage and godliness of a family. Hallelujah. And you know what? We all need spiritual fathers. And I believe God is moving on the church, and every man, every woman is moving into that place of sonship and a spiritual heritage. We have a spiritual father in Pastor Fred. Amen. And you know, you say, well, I'd love to have that fatherhood. You see, each and everyone can enter into that because fathers are not given to sons. Sons are given to fathers. So when you enter a home, there's a father. And you cause the seed to die. You pour your life into that vision, into that seed that's in that house. You die to yourself and you inherit the vision, the call, the destiny of the spiritual father of that house. And that establishes your identity. Hallelujah. And so it's very important. You know, we live in a world where people got such a misconception about spiritual fatherhood. I spoke to a person the other day. This one's his spiritual father and that one's his spiritual father. He's got another spiritual father in Germany. He's got another spiritual father in Scandinavia. You know, they're not spiritual fathers. They're examples for you. There's a big difference. Paul says you got many instructors, but very few fathers. If you know your father, your roots go down. Hallelujah. And your fruits come up. Amen. I tell you what the consequences are of not having spiritual fathers. Broken marriages. Church splits. Curses. Divorces. Dysfunctional families. No inheritance. Because the word father actually means life source. Hallelujah. So a spiritual father gives you identity. There's a DNA. You'll see someone, you see him, that's his father's son. He walks just like him. Amen. He talks just like him. You pick up the phone, you don't know if you're speaking to the father or the son. Amen. Because there's a DNA, there's a heritage, and there's a spiritual DNA. There's a spiritual stamp and heritage. And if you know Durban Christian Center, there's a heritage here. The DNA of the father of the house is stamped all over this place. Amen. If you have a spiritual father, there's great benefits. Unlimited resources. Think of it. Whatever is his becomes yours. Number two, identity. You will have purpose in your life. If you have a spiritual father, opportunities and doors open before you. Wherever his name is known, the doors are opened for you. Hallelujah. Amen. How do people find jobs just because their daddy works in the company? Oh, I know your dad. Son, come. Amen. A spiritual father, if you have a spiritual father, doors open before you. Whatever doors he opens double for you. Hallelujah. If you have a spiritual father, you have a heritage, an inheritance. And you know what I've seen? People with a spiritual father have got courage because they know they've got backup. Hallelujah. I've seen that. The sons, that man, some sons are bold because they got backup. So today, I just want to speak to you as fathers, because it's Father's Day. And I want to speak to you about one, as a father, I believe, a cornerstone principle of being a successful father. And that's called integrity. Integrity is one of the cornerstones of manhood. Because integrity is founded on truth and builds on truth. You know, a half-truth is no truth at all. A half-truth is a whole lie. Men of integrity builds on truth. Amen. Think of it. How does the enemy deceive? He doesn't come with an all-out lie. He comes with a half-truth. Because a half-truth is a lie. But men of integrity stand for truth. Amen. It's built on truth. So, more than anything, the enemy wants to destroy the integrity of men. Because if he can destroy your integrity, he can mess with your identity. If he can destroy your integrity, he can mess with your destiny. He can actually short-circuit your destiny. Integrity is so important. Amen. So, I want to speak to you today, just shortly, about five principles of integrity. And the first one is that integrity has to do with taking responsibility for your words. Everybody say responsibility for my words. Integrity starts there. A man's name is only as good as his word. When his word is no good, his name is no good. There's certain people, if you know that he's going to be involved, you know, I can put my money there, I can leave it, I can trust it, it's going to happen. Why? Because his name. The Bible says that your name is more valuable than rubies and diamonds. So it's a man's word is his bond. You know, the Bible says, blessed is the man who swears to his own hurt and changes not. In other words, once you've given your word, it's going to be. Amen. It's not how easy it's going to be. It's going to be. Because you gave your word. You know, it's one of the things that God taught me right before my children were born. Thank God he taught me to be a man of my word. And my wife and I determined that once we've given our children our word, it's happening. If we said we're taking you to the beach at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, we're going to the beach. Whether the budgie bit the cat, a hammer fell on my toe, amen, we're going to the beach. And you said, what if it rains? We're going to the beach. There's many things. You can eat ice cream. You can walk around and look at stuff. We're going to the beach. It will switch to the aquarium maybe at the beach. But if you teach your children that your word has weight, they will let their words have weight. Amen. So your word is crucially important. Men, we must say what we mean and mean what we say. Men have the courage to back their word. Hallelujah. And I tell you, when you back your word, the anointing backs you. Hallelujah. The second principle of integrity is that integrity has to do with absolute truthfulness and honesty. Psalm 15, verse 2. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth, speaks the truth in his heart, may abide in the tabernacle of God. So that truthfulness is so important with the word. You know, one of the signs of cults is when they take the word and adjust it to suit their lifestyle. But we are called to take our lifestyle and adjust it to the word. Fatherhood embraces absolute truth. We live in a world where nothing is absolute. Everything is, well, this lawyer says so and that lawyer says so. Which one you're going to choose? God's kingdom is absolute. So we are called to adjust our lives to the word of God. Because the Bible says he desires truth in the innermost being. I'll never forget that day that my wife and I were on our way. It was a life group celebration at the Jesus Dome, the one night, and we were running a bit late. And as we go, and you know, we get to town, and I have to go through. So you just come off the southern freeway, and you go through those robots to get back on the N3. It's just a quick 1-2 robot. And man, I got there, and we were running a bit late, and that robot started turning. That stop sign started changing. And I nipped through because I was going to get to the dome in a hurry. As I nipped through, a policeman walked out with his hand up like this. And he pulled me off and said, "Sir, do you know what you've done?" I said, "No, I don't know what I've done." What? He says, "You went through a red road." I said, "No, no, no. It was just turning. I managed to get through just before it turned." He said, "No, no, 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 no. It turned." I said, "No, I know." And he looked at me. He said, "Sir, you know in your heart." All my arguments was finished. I said, "That's true. I know in my heart." Because the truth is deep in your being. Amen. And integrity doesn't mess with that. Somebody say amen. The third principle of integrity is that integrity establishes the character of Christ in your heart. It's the great benefit of integrity. It establishes Christly character. Hallelujah. It's steely. It's powerful. You know, there are certain people you know, you don't even go and ask them because you're going to meet with a man of steel. Amen. Number four, integrity chooses truth over pride and is quick to humble self and embrace correction. Integrity doesn't mean you're always right. Integrity means you honor the truth. Hallelujah. You know, some people, "Well, I'm the man." And you know what establishes integrity? Humility. So, you know, you'll be in a family and now your wife speaks wisdom. You decided to do something. Your wife speaks wisdom. "No, but I'm the man. I'm not going to listen. Don't you know? You know, we're going to do what I want." And I mean, sometimes people like that, the truth can stand up and smack you in the face. You won't even know. But you know what? Then they think, "Okay, I'm being a man. I'm leading the family." You know what you're doing? You're breaking the trust of your wife. You're actually breaking your integrity in her sight. Listen, I've learned that when somebody is right, even if it's your child, if you humble yourself before the truth, they will respect you even more. Amen. So integrity has got nothing to do with standing where you stood. Integrity has got to do with standing with the truth. Amen. Even when it judges you. Hallelujah. And number five, a man of integrity embraces responsibility. Everybody say with me, integrity embraces responsibility. Say it again. Integrity embraces responsibility. It's a great mark of manhood. Hallelujah. And, you know, God's given us responsibility as fathers. What are those responsibilities? Well, they're basically four responsibilities that God gives to a father. Number one is to assure the salvation of your children. What good is it for a man to win the whole world and lose his own son? Those children are yours. You assure their salvation. Number two, leave them a legacy of faith. Let them see your faith so they can walk in faith themselves. Leave them that legacy. Number three, teach them how to be productive on their own. Hallelujah. You know, our children must learn how to produce. We live in a world that has become spineless, man. Children produce nothing. They slap chat. Amen. Spineless, yellow bellies that stand for nothing. Amen. You know, like this latest thing. Oh, I'm a house husband. Take the skirt off, man. Amen. Make them productive. Teach them. From small, they must learn responsibility. They must have responsibility. They must have tasks. You don't just give them a pocket money. You work. Amen. By the time you get to the breakfast table, your bed is made. Your shoes are polished. Amen. Your hair is combed. Amen. They got tasks to do. So somebody said, well, you know, we don't believe in slave labor. That's not slave labor. You are training them. Amen. Taking the rubbish out is not slave labor. It's an instruction. Amen. It teaches them responsibility. It shows them that they got a part to play. It shows them the value of work. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. We live in a world where they say, oh, people, the children of today are so entitled. Everything just... Who taught them that? Who rewarded their laziness? You know, when I got home in the afternoon, when my dad got home, that grass better never be long. There's hell to pay. That front gate better not stand open when he arrives. Hello? And woe betide if he walks in and at supper time learns that you've not done your homework. You know why many people, their children run the streets all day? Why? Because they got no responsibilities. Hello? Amen? Teach them. You know, fathers must give their children something to stand for. Because if they got nothing to stand for, they will stand for nothing. Amen. You know, we are the bastions of God's righteousness. Hallelujah. And God has blessed us to do this. You know, we mustn't raise our children to be streetwise and churchwise. We must raise them to be Godwise. You don't raise them to, you know, duck and dive. It's not cute when they try and get by with half-truths. It's devilish. God demands truth in the innermost being. God only works with truth, saints. Amen. And truth sets you free. Hallelujah. I quoted that scripture many times when it's hiding time. The truth shall set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about loving correction. I'm speaking about discipline, not abuse. Hiding is not abuse. Hiding is loving correction. Amen. And God has anointed us to be fathers of our home, to take responsibility. Amen. I want to leave you finally with a quote by T.D. Jakes. It's not what you leave for your children that makes them successful. It's what you leave in them. Hallelujah. May God strengthen our fathers to build character in their homes. You know why many men don't do this? Because they themselves are slabchat. I've used that word twice in one service. I haven't heard it. Use it forever. The standard you hold yourself to is the standard you can demand. Amen. So integrity starts there. May God bless our homes. May God bless this church. May this church stand for something. Amen. You know, when people hear about this church, they hear, well, you go to DC, they know what you stand for. Amen. Listen, we're not going to get the bluff saved so they can still run around. We're going to get them saved that they become disciples. Jesus said, how can you say, Lord, if you do not do? Do starts with a D, just like discipline. Hallelujah. Do discipline. Amen. So as I establish those truths, I actually empower the anointing of God in my life. Hallelujah. So God blesses that kind of thing. And I believe that God's going to create a mighty culture, a kingdom culture in your home. Integrity is what God loves. Hallelujah. And may God bless every man here with a spirit of integrity. Hallelujah. May those truths be established in your life today. May the hand of God be on you, and things that were loose and not under your hand be put back under your control. As you take that place. Listen, don't listen to the world. If your child's in your home, that's your house. Oh, well, our neighbors, who cares? Who cares that little Jimmy can do it? You're not Jimmy, are you? You're in my house. Amen. Remember, we're establishing kingdom culture. We're not in, we're in the world. We're not of the world. We're different. And you know what, parents? If you're going to teach your children to love the fact that they're different, you have to show them the benefits of being different. Many people try and teach their children godliness with all the don'ts. You don't go to this, and you don't do that, and we don't do that. What do we do? Well, you sit at home, you do like this, and you read your Bible every day. How's that achieving anything? Serving God is more exciting, more rewarding. You show your children life. Hallelujah. Amen. For every one don't you give them, you should give them five do's. Hallelujah. Amen. The hand of God is on you. Man of God, I see the anointing of God on your hand. Come on, lift your hand. The anointing on your hand to grab a hold of that which God has placed under your authority, to establish His kingdom, to root out the works of darkness, to break lies and deceptions, and establish the kingdom of God. I bless every life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh man, I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost empowering you men. There's areas where the enemy tried to take out from under your control, but God is putting you back on top of that. Hallelujah. Someone said, oh, my son is old already. It's never too late to start speaking as a father. I'm not speaking about rebuking. I'm speaking about example. Amen. I'm speaking about speaking truth. Hallelujah. Because something about truth. You can't argue the truth. And if you've had people speak the truth to you, you don't want to hear. You win the argument, you walk away. But my God, that truth is on you like a bulldog, man. Amen. You can't escape it. You wake up the next morning, it's right there. The truth is powerful. Amen. Integrity is a gift from God to every man. Father, I bless every servant of God. We thank you that this day, in Father's Day, you strengthen every man, every family. You bring restoration to every home. I bless the men of God. We bless the families, the children of God. And we thank you, Lord, that these people shall be called the repairer of the breach, the rebuilders of the wall, those who establish the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you to restore each and every man. I bless them in the name of Jesus. And everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a moment. We spoke about the incredible example of Christ, the man's man, who came with the word of God, spoke the truth, spoke the word, lived the word uncompromisingly, and showed us the love of God. That God himself, even though he had determined that the soul that sins must die, sent an intercessor in the name of Jesus. That if you believe in him, the Father will apply grace to your life and extend pardon in exchange for the blood of Jesus for your sins. He still demands righteousness, but he applies it to us by grace if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are here today, you say, Pastor Johnny, I know my life's not right with God. I need the blood of Jesus to cleanse me. I need to make right with God. Pray for me. I tell you, God loves you. And the Bible says if you will confess the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believe on him, he will apply that blood to you and redeem you, deliver you. You here today, say, Pastor Johnny, I need to make right with God. Pray for me. If that's you, I want you to quickly lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you all over this place. I sense the presence. I sense the glory of God. I want to make right with him, Pastor Johnny. If that is you, I want you to quickly raise your hand. Thank you over there. Anybody else? There at the back. Thank you. Anybody else? As God is speaking to your heart. Thank you over there on my right. Anybody there? Thank you at the back. As God reaches out to you with compassion to set you free today. Don't leave under the cloud. Don't leave under judgment. Let the deliverance of the blood of Jesus come to your life today. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, there are some men here today, some women here today that's compromised. You're backslidden. But God is inviting you back. Say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want to restore my relationship with God. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand as well. Quickly, all over this place. Thank you. I see that hand. Now, if you've raised your hand, I want you to raise again. Father, as these hands are raised, I bless these. We thank you for your mighty anointing on their lives right now. Lord, I release your blood that speaks of better things. I thank you for the anointing, Lord, that brings conviction, that brings revelation of Christ and touches their lives. I commend them to you right now, right through, right to the back. Each and every hand that is raised in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you got your hands raised, I want you to quickly stand where you are. Don't just put your hand down. Don't stay in your seat. Stand where you are. You're on my right. They're on my right. They're at the back. Over there on my left. Stand. If you've raised your hand, I want you to quickly stand. Come out. Come into the aisle and come down to the front. We're going to pray with you. This is your day of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Quickly step into the aisle. Come down to the front. Everybody has raised your hand. And we're going to pray with you. Come on, saints. Let's love them. Let's thank God for them. This is the day that God's doing something wonderful in their lives. And you'll never be the same again. Hallelujah. The day of the enemy playing football with your life is over. Hallelujah. Today, the grace of God, the salvation of God comes to you. Salvation means deliverance, means to be set free. Today, salvation means that he changes you from darkness to light, from under the powers of darkness to the kingdom. And it's a gift from God for each and every one of you. On those of you standing in front, lift your hands. It might feel a bit strange, but it's fine. Lift your hands, a sign of surrender. I want to say, Heavenly Father, today I come to you. I surrender my life, a sinner in need of your grace. And I believe that you so loved me, you sent your son Jesus, that if I believe, his blood would pay for my sins. And you'll exchange his life for mine. Today, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That you rose from the dead. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. I give my life to you. I turn my back on the world. I renounce the devil. I renounce sin. And I embrace you, Lord Jesus, from today, be Lord of my life. I receive your blood. I receive your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, I apply the power of the blood. Let it wash every sin away. Breaks every curse. Speak of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of your salvation. Be free in the name of... Fill this life with your power. Free in the name of Jesus. I loose you from every captivity. Every devil that's been pursuing you, I cut off from you in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your body. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. I release your mighty glory in this life. From this day, Lord, God is changing you. No more. Father, I deliver this life from, in the name of Jesus. There shall be no more deception, no more lies. But truth, Father, shall be established in the core of his being. I release the blessing and the favor of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless them in Jesus' name. All right, look at me. You can put your hands down now. Look at me for a moment. When you said, Lord Jesus, I believe on you. I give you my life. He heard you. He took you seriously. And he received you. And from today, he's at work in your life. And he'll never let you go. You're a child of God today. You are who God says you are. There's a freedom and a release of the Holy Ghost on your life. Hallelujah. Whew. I see you filled with laughter and joy. There's been so much sadness. There's been so much destruction. It's almost like you believe you were created for it. But God is reordering that for your life. From today, he's releasing blessing in your life. Hallelujah. The enemy has tried to bind you, but God has set you free today. There's a new path set before you. Great truth is revealed in your life. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you. Amen. And today, I anoint you with the power to walk in the highway of God, to walk in the truths of God. And understanding, God has called you and anointed you as a teacher of his word. I bless this man, Father. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.